There are different systems of notification that can be used when you're dropping, sliding, deepening. When you're entering a state of trance, it can sometimes be tempting to overlay the traditional Indician understanding of sleep, night-night pet, of going to deeper places. But you can still do things if you're instructed to do them, or you're supposed to do them, or you're expected to do them, or it's safe to do them. All the things which naturally flow from you and are part of your natural responses, you can carry them out. And once you naturally learn a way of communicating that you know your hypnotist will want to hear, a way of conveying information to them that assists in your sliding deep and your review of your experience, they're really going to like it. Because they can know if something is good but tentative. They can know if something needs to be shifted or changed. And they can know if you love something and want them to drill down on it, dive down on a given idea, expand it to full clarity, innovate upon its intricacies. And one of the simplest methods is the classic traffic light safety. Red means the scene has to stop so a discussion can take place. You'll probably be woken from trance and things will calmly be gone over, or whatever was being approached will be backed off from. Yellow means that you can keep going. You're telling them you can keep going, but be careful, please. Go slow and gentle. Yellow, just like anywhere else, means prepare for a possible red. But in this case, there's one other, and this one is actually the crutch and the linchpin of the whole thing. Green, you really like something. Green, you really want this event to keep happening. Green, if this keeps going across your mind, you're inevitably going to end up as deep as you've ever been, sliding and enjoying. Green, this is your fetish, or green, this is your interest, or green, this just feels lovely. Please, again, this, always this. Those words coming out of your mouth can happen at any level of trance. Because no matter how deep your body is, trance is not sleep, and an instruction explicitly given, well entrained, and which is networked to a thing you have done often. And that's why using your words in this way is important, because a trance networked to that will enable even the sleepiest, deepest version of you, although haltingly, maybe slowly, maybe yellow or green, enunciating just loudly enough, just blankly enough, to make your intentions and needs known. And people need to understand that green, the affirmation that tells the hypnotist, yeah, you found it, you found the weak spot, go for it. That is actually incredibly, incredibly useful, gratifying. It also makes you better at using yellow and red. The traffic light safeties work together. Because you're saying green all the time, you've normalized feedback. But the green has a lot more use and a lot more power and a lot more purpose if you get an occasional yellow when it's applicable, or red if it's really needed. But the green that comes to emphasize, it can become a kind of mantra. Wouldn't that be fun? To both rile up the person hypnotizing you, let them know that they should keep doing that exact thing, and to be able to target for things. Like if someone does three things in rapid succession, you say green and they don't know which one. You can then wait until they do the same thing again. It's hints, it's clues, it's conversation. And it can happen when you're so blitzed out of your head that your entire body is jelly in your chair. It can happen when no other part of you could move. Still, that mantra, that murmur, that green, can make its way from your lips and into the world. Still, you can lay it over yourself. Unworried, unhurried, knowing what you will bring, provoke, evoke. And so deeper and deeper down to your brain, wind the yellow, red, green, the feedback of what you need. And you can say yellow about something that excites you, but that you don't really want to communicate the full context of why you want to go slow with it. Because then your hypnotist will take it slow, will try all the best things to frame, to persuade. They might even fractionate you and raise you up so you can feel movement up and allow you to speak in full if you needed to. And then drop you just as deeply down. Yellow sort of holds the trance there, I've found. If you say yellow and you want to convey something, you get brought up a little, you might still be dozy, and they ask, which bit was it? You talk about it a little. swaying the whole time. And they're like, oh, I get it. Night, night, pet. Drop you right back down. And then when they go back there, they go keenly, incisively, wandering exactly the right paths, knowing the secret turnings, finding their way to the center of something you really want to do, but want to do in a certain way. And then the most glorious moment where time dilates, slows, pulls backwards, where a yellow becomes a green, and you slide right through the intersection, thoughts drooling away, will wicking away, because you're safe and you feel good no matter how deeply you fall, no matter how much the physiological indicia of trance settle on you. Green can always make its way out of your lips, can always emit to provoke more confident action toward your favorite things, to communicate, interceding, pleasure, usefulness. And the more you use green, the more comfortable you'll be using the others when it's time. Because the pleasure and benefit of telling someone exactly what to do to you is intensified if you help them turn the other lights where you need them to be. Have your reds, your yellows, and your greens equally respected. Have the pause then be followed by sliding deeper and deeper into trance once you've conveyed everything you need to convey. Because anybody topping you is going to want to hear your words, going to want to hear exactly how you feel. And conjuring a complex thought can be impossible when you're blitzed, when you're sunk, when you're drifting, when you're deep. But conjuring a simple emblematic thought that can be pushed forward, pushed across the connection, green. Green from the deepest depths of you. Green from the starred sky of a lost, trembling, pleasured, hypnotized mind. Will in a box, thoughts melting to nothing, but still green. Green. Time after time that you like things, you'll learn to say you like them in a simple way that cannot be mistaken for anything else. And when you like something a lot, but you want to go toward it slowly and precisely, yellow. Yellow. And when you need to avoid or discuss a serious thing, red. Red. But the greens are probably going to be the majority because you're helping to target yourself, helping to know more about you. Don't you love helping when the helping is aimed at making you more and more susceptible, making your rides, your trips into trance more and more precise, calibrated, giving all the targeting information that's needed to make you sway, make you drop, make you thoroughly and completely your own communication turned back, turned on, focused as deeply in your head as it is in the session centered. That's the key. I want to hear. Any hypnotist wants to hear just what you love, just what you feel, just what you want. And how to use it to bring you closer to what you want and where it dovetails precisely at the edge of your green and my green to blend together and just become this intense, pure. You slide deep because you know you're safe, because you know your body will automatically communicate. And the more you see your yeses respected, your yellows, your reds, and your greens, the more you see all that information being factored in and used for you and with you and against you in the best ways, the ways that help, the ways that slide, the ways that sink, the more that happens, the closer you are going to get to just automatically flowing the green, green, without knowing it, the murmured mantra of a surrender in the making, precisely targeted, built of all the yellows that have gone before, of all the moments of pause, of calm, of all the moments you felt more completely safe, and therefore the range of things that are green. Green expanded, expanded, exploded outward. Safety is sexy. Safety is seductive. Safety is sinking itself in sublime, slippery, easy to hold on to your green. Green when you love something. Because sometimes you want to tell someone how much you adore a turn of phrase, a way of thinking, a way of falling. And having that option to do it simply and in a way that's agreed, where you know it's enough. You know that your green, green is enough. Enough to be praise, enough to get you more of what you need. You know it's communication, pure and simple, and there's no reason for it other than to convey what you need to convey, want to convey, need to put across, slide across, sink down with. It's communication whose only purpose is to beget less need for communication as all the things you love are known and used and slipped as deeply as the knowledge that you can always red, yellow, green, when appropriate, for a stop with red or a pause with yellow to discuss, or a please full steam ahead, green, green, green. I love to hear it.